Glad you're back for one final segment of Texans Extra Points. John Harris, Kylie Wong, and Drew Doherty here. And this is the time of the show where we get to the keys of the game. What unlocks a Texans victory? Let's start with you, Kylie.
All right, so my first one is just win, because you're going into your bye week, right? Enjoy that time. So, you know, there's an NFL saying that you win going into your bye week, you win coming out of your bye week, and then if you really think about that, we have a pretty dang good record, and we're set up for a very good playoff run.
If that happens, the Texans are 6-3, winning before and after the bye week. Okay, so just win. That's a good first key.
You like that?
What's your second key?
My second key, look, we need to take advantage of this bend but don't break defense. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They're not a good unit. They give up a ton of yards on second down. They give up. They're terrible on third down. We need to win that. We need to create first downs. We need to then get to an up-tempo offense and put some points on the board, touchdowns.
Okay, Mr. Defense, his keys. What about your keys, Mr. Offense?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta try and stop the Lions' offense. Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, you can see how that went. But honestly, it two things. Number one, the play's never over, the game's never over. When number nine's under center, you got to know that he's going to keep it alive as much as possible down the field. So stay deep. Don't get beat deep because he's scrambling or buying some time. The play's never over and the game's never over. You mentioned it, Drew. Three wins, all come from behind wins. Last week against Washington, late in the game, brought him back. It's never over. He's like a roach, not going to die. And the other one is as simple as it sounds. It's that simple, but it's that key. You have to be alignment, assignment, perfect. If you're responsible for a gap, you're responsible for that gap. If you're responsible to line up over the center's head, you line up over the center's head. You line up properly, you know what your responsibility is. Everybody slants right, you slant right. You don't have everybody going right and one guy going left. Mm-hmm. That hurt the Texans last week. They've got to be alignment and assignment perfect. And then you go play ball.
Yep. Coach Harris, man, getting the discipline involved.
I like it.
And we're all ready to do our own assignments. Hey, how important is the actual home field advantage? Is it overplayed because the Texans are 4-0? They've done fine here at NRG Stadium. They've scored 7 points per game on the road this year. That's not going to cut it. What's different about this NRG crowd?
So, I mean, especially on defense, right? Anytime you get our defensive unit on the field in some 3rd-and-7+ situation, it gets loud.
Yeah.
It gets disruptive. Not only is it hard for the offense to operate, but it also just energizes and fuels the defensive players. And so they pin their ears back and they go, it's big. And so we need to carry that advantage into this game.
Guys, thanks so much, John. Thanks so much, Kylie.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching this show. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to see you next week. Until then, go Texans.